A jury in Chicago has convicted white supremacist leader Matthew Hale of solicitation for murder in a scheme to have a federal judge killed. Hale, who once called for a racial holy war, gained notoriety after one of his followers went on a shooting spree 5 years ago. From Chicago Public Radio, Melba Laura reports.
The issue with the case, according to federal prosecutors, was that 32-year-old Matthew Hale took part in a murder scheme against U.S. District Judge Joan H. Lefkoe. Judge Lefkoe ordered Hale's organization to stop using the name World Church of the Creator after it lost a trademark dispute with an Oregon religious group. Prosecutors say Hale was outraged by that ruling and told his followers it required a violent response. During this trial, jurors heard secretly recorded audio tapes of Hale plotting with his former bodyguard to kill the judge. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says the jurors sent a clear message.
I think today's verdict sends a message that when people have hate crimes or hate thoughts ripen into violence, where they want to solicit someone else to kill someone, the federal government will take action.
Apparently, the jury in the Hale case discounted the defense argument that Hale was lured into the murder plot by his former bodyguard turned FBI informant. None of the jurors looked at Hale as they entered the courtroom before the verdicts were read. Hale never testified during the trial. After the verdicts were read, he glanced down briefly at the defense table, but had no other reaction. During the trial, the jury, which included 5 African Americans and 1 Hispanic, heard more than a dozen tapes of Hale using racial and ethnic slurs. Most chilling, perhaps, was one tape where Hale laughed and joked about a shooting rampage by one of his followers, Benjamin Smith, over the July 4 weekend in 1999. Smith targeted minorities and Jews and killed 2 people, including former Northwestern University basketball coach Ricky Birdsong. 9 others were wounded. Hale's chief defense counsel, Thomas A. Durkin, said he believed prosecutors set out to get Hale after the Smith shootings, and they accomplished that.
I think it's about Benjamin Smith, and I think it's about silencing a government critic who espouses very unpopular beliefs.
Hale advocates a total separation of whites from what he calls the mud races, which includes Jews, African Americans, and other racial and ethnic minorities. Meanwhile, hate group watchdogs applauded today's verdict, saying it provides a measure of justice for the victims of Matthew Hale's hate. Richard Hershout, Midwest director of the Anti-Defamation League, calls the verdict a warning shot for extremists and white supremacists.
To tell them that while they're noxious, hateful views are indeed their own, the moment that those views move into the arena of incitement, the moment those views are used to inspire or instruct others to carry out hateful acts, you will pay for those crimes.
Hale's attorney says he'll appeal the verdict. A spokesman for Hale's newly renamed group, the Church of the Creativity, declined to talk on tape. But Reverend Thomas Kroenke, an ordained minister with the group, told NPR that, quote, the FBI can frame anybody they want. The jury found Hale guilty on 4 of the 5 charges against him, 1 for solicitation of murder, 3 others for obstruction of justice, but Hale was acquitted of 1 count of murder solicitation. The trial judge has not yet set a sentencing date. Hale could face up to 50 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Melba Lara in Chicago.